The Blueprint with Chris Phillips on Jazz FM. Listening Colour.
We'll be right back. called You've Got To from the new album called No Confusion from British trombonist Justin Thurger, who joins me here on The Blueprint. Justin, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
And also with you is Kishon Khan, who's your, I guess, your partner in crime, right, Kishon?
Yeah, I'm really just the piano player in this time. I'm happy to have all the responsibilities.
Well, he says that, but he's co-written a lot of the tracks and we've got a record label together, so we're very much...
Yeah, you guys have been sort of working together for, what, best part of 22 years or something like that?
Yeah,
so
right,
you've got a real natural affinity. What keeps you guys from throttling each other?
I think it's a shared interest in music, actually. I think we both kind of get what each other's about musically and have a sort of natural connection when it comes to that. And obviously, personally, we get on well as well.
I can tell you that on Monday at 6 o'clock, we're going to have a special live session with Justin and the band, sort of slightly pared-down version of the band. And it's the sort of thing you can expect to hear if you go and check out Justin and the Afro Jazz Septet on three consecutive dates, Bristol's Canteen, Hitchin's Club 85 and The Hideaway in Streatham in South London. That's across the 16th, 17th and 18th of March. Despite your background in music going way back, this is the first time as a leader you've actually recorded an album, No Confusion.
Yeah.
Why now stepping out with your own band?
It's been something that's been on my mind for a long time. I mean, actually, funny enough, the germs of the project started actually about 12 years ago. And then I kind of got involved with this band Bellowhead and we were pretty busy. And then I've also, I do other projects with Kishon, and I work with a guy called Dele Shasimi as well, Afrobeat band. And all of those bands I kind of try and get quite heavily involved. So one way and another, I've just found myself being distracted by other things and I've been sort of ticking over with my own thing. And then obviously Bellowhead came to an end last year, and it kind of gave me the impetus I needed to, like, actually maybe it's time now to get this out and get this done before I get too old, you know.
What's crazy about that is Bellowhead is a really big deal in the folk music world.
Yeah,
so you've gone from folk to listening to your album, clearly fella. There's a real Afro funk. From folk to fella, there's a good PR line for you.
We spent a whole lot of time teasing Jessica because I spent a lot of time in Cuba, and Justin came and visited me out there, and we've been playing in Latin bands, African bands, Asian bands. So when we saw his name all over English folk, we thought, wow, Justin, there's a turn up for the books.
Yeah, an opportunity to rid him a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
How do the disciplines of folk music and jazz meet in the middle with you on trombone?
Well, funny enough, I mean, the funny thing is that I actually got involved with Bellowhead via a free North African jazz funk group called the Very Tiny Little Kids. That was led by this great drummer called Pete Flood and a tuba player called Gideon Jukes. And Pete, basically, so I was playing with them. I only did a couple of gigs with them, actually, before basically John Bowden, who was the lead singer of Bellowhead, and Pete's mums worked in a shop together. And they'd always been like, oh, our sons should play together. But Pete was very much in the free improv scene. And obviously John was doing the folk thing. So it never seemed like an obvious match. But then when John and Bowden and John Spires were thinking of putting Bellowhead together, they were like, oh, you know, do you know any drummers? Because there's not loads of drummers, funny enough, in the folk scene. So they called Pete, and they also didn't know that many horn players. And so they said, oh, and also we're trying to put a horn section together. So basically the horn section from that North African band ended up being the horn section of Bellowhead. And I don't think any of the horns prior to that had been involved with folk at all. And actually the nature of the band was, in a sense, we almost brought our other things into the band rather than necessarily bringing a folk thing. So we were kind of the kind of alternative colour of the band, as it were.
And you mentioned, Kishon, that, you know, you guys play together, you write together, you've got a label together. I'll say we'll talk more about that. But also, there's a heavy Afro-funk influence in the music, and you've played with some of the greats, like Tony Allen and
sure,
Dele Shasimi, you mentioned.
Dele, I've been working with almost as long as I've been working with Kishon. I've been working with him for 19 years, I think, and very much getting... I produced a couple of his albums, and I've arranged for him and written for him, and I kind of MD for him now. So we're very much, you know, kind of closely knit. So I've had a lot of time on the stage playing with him, and he's kind of taught me a heck of a lot about not only especially in the early days when we were playing a lot in Nigerian venues, we played a lot of fella tunes. So I learned a lot of that repertoire, but then obviously we've gone on to do original stuff with Dele and kind of learned through that as well.
And stories galore, no doubt, from your times with these great guys.
Absolutely, I mean, yeah. Dele is a hell of a character. If you've never met him, you need to. He's an extraordinary man. We were doing some gigs in Austria, and we got on a train at Innsbruck, and we had a 5-hour train journey to Vienna. And it was a bit like a Western. We walked on the train, and all these people were like, who are these people? Do you know what I mean? There was a lot, clearly, like, people were a little bit nervous, you know. And within minutes of us being on the train, the police were on the train. And literally just walked up to the black guys in the band and said, you know, can we see your passports, you know?
Oh, God, that's just depressing.
And Dele, but Dele's amazing. Dele pretended that he couldn't find his passport. And he's, like, rifling around and joking. He's a real clown. He's joking around. Even the police actually started laughing. And then after they'd gone, Dele dances down the aisle of this train with all these slightly looking nervous looking Austrians, dances down the aisle of this train, go, I feel good, I found my passport. It's amazing. And we were on this train for 5 hours, and it was literally a 5-hour comedy show from Dele, and he was sitting next to a 90-year-old nun. I mean, it was like, it was, couldn't have been set up more perfectly. And it was, by the end, literally the whole carriage was in stitches. So he's quite a character. Yeah,
sounds like the perfect script that you couldn't have written.
Yeah.
Let's play another one from the album No Confusion. This is Justin Thurgo here on The Blueprint, and this is Mr. Perceptionalization is King. We'll be right back. Mr. Perceptualization is King, Justin Thurgo, joining me here on The Blueprint, alongside Kishon Khan, who's in the band. This Monday on the performance series, you're going to hear a live session from an amazing band, actually, with Rob Hopcraft on trumpet, Liran Donin on bass, he's also in Lead Bib, and Tansai Omar on drums. And we've got a couple of cuts, one from the album, actually, to play your live session on Monday. That's at 6 o'clock with Rue Fisher. The two of you got a label together, Funky Walla, and it's a bit difficult enough as a travelling musician to, you know, pull together the logistics of a band and get on tour and stuff, but running a label as well, where do you guys find the energy for that? And what's the MO of this label?
We don't sleep, really. I think that's the way we find the energy at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, we both. Yeah, if it's fortunate this is radio, because the bags under both of our eyes are. Yeah, I've got a 5-year-old daughter to throw into the mix as well. So, all in all,
label offers a lot of opportunities, really, as well. And I think it's technology nowadays is. There's a lot of challenges, but in many ways, we've gone back to the 50s where lots of small independents have to just find a viable way of surviving, and then suddenly that makes it very exciting.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily about making millions of bucks, although we wouldn't complain.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You know, what makes an album viable these days is far fewer sales than it used to be.
A lot of love to make it happen.
Yeah, and the thing is, we've got a family of musicians that we've been playing with for years, you know, Dele included. There's a project we're going to be doing with Dele called Cube Afrobeat, which was going to come out on the label, which is kind of mixing Cuban and African Afrobeat music. And there's a large Cuban community that we've been playing with for years. We've just got this family of great musicians who we love playing with each other. We are literally like a big family. And so it's kind of the idea, you know, and a lot of them have got their own things, their own projects. And the idea of the label was partly like, actually, maybe we can, rather than us all kind of self-releasing, and, you know, it's a way of actually kind of putting a bit of a name to this family of players.
It started when we all met. A lot of the players we were playing with very often 20 years ago, we're still very much in touch with, but they're living all over the world.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It gives it a little an international dimension, which is quite honestly exciting. You know?
Yeah.
Just talking about Lucky Terra, the group that you're also involved with, the two of you. I know it's clear to hear that you're real fusionists, because your beats are from all over the world, from Africa, from the subcontinent. With Lucky Terra in particular, you recorded an album called Che Guava's Rickshaw Diaries.
Yes.
Which is sort of wordplaying on his motorcycle diaries, right?
Che Guava was actually, we're referring to it's a slight dig at just because I'm an exotic mango, don't treat me any different to an apple. And I think that was a little dig. Sometimes you need certain amounts of exoticism which push the world music scene. But we're actually all from a community that play a lot of the pure musics. So we play in a lot of straight-ahead African bands, straight-ahead Latin bands. And so Lucky Terra was really a London sound, like your project as well, Justin.
Yeah.
Where we have one hat on speaking a particular language for a Nigerian band leader or a Cuban band leader. But we are really from the UK, where our tradition is mixing, really. And so it feels far more genuine to mix all these influences that we have. I think virtually everyone that we work with is very similar.
Yeah.
You know, but if we then play in a Cuban band, you're speaking a Cuban language and you want the audience to close their eyes and think the whole band is Cuban. And that's a very different thing to doing your own project. And I think it distinguishes us from the Americans, for example. Especially within jazz, you know, like the more and more we listen to genres, it's determined by city. So a funk band from São Paulo sounds very different to a funk band from Paris. And likewise within jazz, so it's kind of really, I think it reflects the city that we live in.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've also got a sort of long-term perspective on it as well, because whilst, you know, we have spent a lot of time playing, you know, for want of a better word, traditional musics, actually those traditional musics at some point in their lives were new musics, most of them created by fusions you know, Cuban music being a great example of that. You know, a whole bunch of people landed on this island in the middle of the Caribbean and a new music was formed. Reggae is an example of that. Afrobeat actually is an example of that, you know. So for me, actually, much as I love, and we have both spent a lot of time really immersing ourselves in the traditional forms, actually the concept of traditional is slightly misguided in a way, because it's sort of suggests that there's a moment in time where music stands still, and actually it doesn't. It's a constantly progressive thing. And so whilst we have, as I say, you know, that I mean, there's a truth, because obviously if I play you a Cuban track, straight away you'll be able to say, yeah, that's a Cuban track. So there obviously are characteristics, but I don't think music needs to stand still as well, you know. So it's a kind of, we have a mixed thing of maybe a deep respect for those musics, but also a sense of actually that music can be progressive and move on and actually, you know, speak in maybe the same thing in a new way or even, you know, even maybe we'll create something different out of it, you know.
And keeping it relevant to now, I think, especially within the idiom of jazz, it makes it relevant to today. It's not just harping back to golden times in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but actually now is a brilliant time to create music.
And I have to say, at the moment, I feel, you know, with the current climate that we have in this country, I feel particularly proud to be putting out albums that are really embracing all the communities that we have in this country and actually the communication that goes on with them every day. And I love it, you know, I'll be in a room with someone from every continent in the world, and we're all just having a laugh and playing music together. And for me, that's actually what, you know, I'm, as I say, in the current climate, I'm very proud of that.
Hallelujah to that.
Yes.
I think we're all a golden glow in here now. That's true. I feel that way. And you can see these guys on tour, and it begins in Bristol Thursday night, 16th, Canteen, Hitchin. Last time I was in Hitchin, all I saw was Morris dancers.
They do have a good folk club.
They do. Club 85 on Friday, and then on Saturday, Hideaway in Streatham in South London. And that is the No Confusion Tour for Justin Thurgood's Afro Jazz Septet. Boys, a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
for being here.
Beautiful having you in. And here's another one from the album. It is the title cut. No Confusion.